So now that you know what it can do, let's start getting orientated. Your brow note or voice note Empower is supplied in a slimline wraparound carrying case. To open the case, lift the flap on the front edge and fold back the case to allow operation of your unit. On the front edge of Braille Note units, as mentioned, you find four thumb keys. Position the Braille Note so these keys are facing you. If it's a voice note Empower that you have, then the spacebar should be facing you with the keys, be they Braille or QWERTY, above the spacebar. I'd just like to take some time for Braille Note Empower users to talk about the thumb keys because they are very important in the control of the Braille display. The thumb keys can be set up for left or right-handed operation. You can also create a custom thumb key setup to suit your personal preferences, and you'll find how to do this in section 5.4.15 of the user guide. The factory setup is for right-handed operation. The thumb keys are named as follows. On the left, it's Previous, the next one is Back, the third is Advance, and the one on the far right is Next. So that's the default right-hand configuration, and you can go ahead and change that to the left-handed one, or you can customize a configuration to suit your tastes, and the user guide can assist you further in doing that. Again, for Braille Note Empower users, above the thumb keys you will find the Braille Note's Braille display that will either be 18 or 32 cells. If you run your finger up past the Braille cell, you'll notice that there is a curved springy strip above it with a raised vertical ridge through the middle. This is the touch cursor button, or sometimes called the cursor routing button, for that Braille cell. It's especially useful when you're editing a document. In Keyword, for example, when you press a touch cursor button, the cursor moves to that cell, so you can be reading away with your fingers, you notice that there's an error, you just tap that button, the cursor is right there, and you can make the correction. Extremely handy. No matter what version of the Braille Note or Voice Note Empower you have, you've got a keyboard. Let's talk about those keyboards, and we'll first talk about the keyboard on the Braille Note QT and the Voice Note QT. The keyboard has a standard typewriter layout for letters and numbers. To position your hands correctly, there are raised dots on each of the home keys, F and J. There's also a dot on the I. The bottom row of keys from the left consists of 11 keys as follows: Control, Help, Menu, Function, the Spacebar, the Repeat key, Single Quote, Delete, Left Arrow, Down Arrow, and Right Arrow. The Function key has a raised dot on it to help you orientate yourself. On the second row, Shift is at the left-hand end, Slash is at the rightmost end. The last five keys on the second row are Comma, Period or Full Stop, Shift, Up Arrow, and Slash. On the third row, the leftmost key is Read, and the rightmost key is Enter. Between L and Enter are the usual semicolon and apostrophe keys. On the fourth row, Tab is at the left-hand end, and the backslash key is at the right-hand end. The fifth or top row consists of Escape, the numbers 1 through to 9, then 0, followed by dash, equals, and backspace. To help you locate the number keys, the 3, 7, and 0 keys have raised dots on them. Now, for that seems a little bit daunting, don't panic, because soon we'll show you how to get into the keyboard learn mode that we were talking about a little earlier. When you're in this mode, you can press any key without actually breaking anything or causing anything to happen, and you can safely explore the keyboard in that mode to find out what the keys do. So we'll get to the keyboard learn mode in just a moment. But first, let's give you the same orientation for you if you have a Braille Note or Voice Note Empower BT unit. That's with the Braille keyboard. Well, this is much easier to explain, in fact, because there are fewer keys. If you've used a Perkins Brailler before, this should look fairly similar. You will find, however, that instead of the usual 6 keys, there are 8 keys, plus there's a spacebar underneath the keyboard. The two extra keys on the extreme left and right are for your little fingers. The left-hand key is called backspace, or sometimes .7 if you're writing in 8-dot computer Braille, and the right-hand key is called enter, or .8 if you're writing in computer Braille. The single spacebar is in the usual place. Sometimes we'll ask you to press the spacebar in conjunction with a key press. For example, pressing space with H or dots 125 will get you help. Sometimes you can press backspace or enter with these keys as well to get other functions. And on some occasions for task switching, you press backspace and enter together with a key to perform functions. The user guide and to some extent this audio tutorial will explain all of that further as the need arises. Let's very briefly take you on a tour of the BrowNote or VoiceNote in Power where everything is. If we look at the left-hand side of the unit, the first thing you'll notice is a tiny round button. This is the record button and you can use this to record voice memos. This button can be made so that it will activate the recording even when the unit is switched off, or you can disable that feature if you prefer, just in case it's accidentally knocked. You can find more information about that in the user guide. Above the record button, you find a round socket. This is for the insertion of stereo headphones, and the BrowNote and VoiceNote Empower plays material in very high quality stereo, so you may like to check that out. The microphone socket is above that, and then we find the power switch, which we'll talk about in greater detail shortly. Above the power switch is the recessed reset button. We then turn the corner and you find the AC adapter socket on the rear of the unit at the top left, and then you find a panel which has a number of sockets and connectors on it. We have a small rectangular socket, that is the USB client port. You use this for connecting to ActiveSync so that you can transfer files to and from your PC. Below that is a slightly larger slot, but still fairly small, and that is the SD card slot for the secure digital cards. You can easily store up to an extra gigabyte of data by putting one of these tiny SD cards in this slot. To the right of the USB client port and the SD slot, you find quite a large slot. This is for a compact flash card. You might use this for storage or for connecting a wireless Ethernet or local area network card to your BrowNote or VoiceNote Empower. To the right of the compact flash slot, you find a traditional 9-pin serial connector. This is particularly useful because still some Braille displays and speech synthesizers support this. Moving ahead, we have two USB ports to the right of the serial port. These USB ports are full USB host ports, which means that they can be used to power printers, all kinds of peripherals such as CD drives, floppy drives, and various other kinds of storage as well. To the right of the two USB ports, you'll find a traditional RJ11 connector. This is for the built-in modem, and you would run a cable from your modem to a phone line to get internet access via traditional dial-up means. To the right of the RJ11 connector is the infrared port. You'll feel a little rectangular, smooth surface. That is the infrared port. On the right-hand side of the BrowNote or VoiceNote Empower, you'll find a rather large socket, and this is for the PC-MCIA connector. You'll find a rather large socket, and this is for your PC-MCIA cards. These can be micro drives or other cards for storage, or they might be adapters that allow you to connect to networks, etc., somewhat similar to the compact flash card.